Welcome back to the Panthers.com video mailbag presented by Cinta. Staff writer Max Henson here answering your questions ahead of the regular season finale at Atlanta. We got our first question this week from Hayes, who says, any chance we pull the starters depending on how the Saints game is developing? Well, of course, the NFC South is still up for grabs right now. It's between the Panthers and Saints. The Saints are playing at Tampa Bay. Panthers, of course, traveling down to Atlanta. If the Saints were to win that game, they win the NFC South, and Carolina would be locked into that 5 seed in the NFC, depending on the Rams' outcome against San Francisco. It'd either be Carolina traveling to L.A. or New Orleans. So hence the question here, would Ron Rivera be pulling his starters if he was to see that the Saints were pulling away decisively from Tampa Bay? And I don't think that's going to be the case. Ron has made it pretty clear throughout the week he wants his players focused on the task at hand. That's beating Atlanta. They're playing to win that game. They'll see afterwards what happened with New Orleans and Tampa Bay, but he wants these guys focused on finishing the regular season on the right note with a win against the Falcons. Got our next question from Will Sherrill, who asks, what do you think is the ideal situation for the Panthers in the playoffs, and who needs to win or lose this week to make that happen? Well, obviously the best scenario for Carolina would be getting the best seed possible, and that's still the number 2 seed in the NFC, as crazy as that might sound. Here's what would need to happen, of course. You would need the Saints to lose, the Rams to lose, and the Vikings to lose. You combine that with the Panthers' win in Atlanta, Carolina's the 2 seed, and you get a first-round bye. That's obviously the ideal scenario for Carolina, but we know a lot has to take place. You put all that aside, I still do think the ideal scenario, aside from the playoff situation, is just going into that postseason with a victory over Atlanta and winning 8 of the last 9 games. I think you want to go into the playoffs feeling good and on a roll, and that would certainly be the case for Carolina if they're able to get this win in Atlanta. To go in winning 8 of 9 games, that's quite a run for this team, and the confidence is a big part of what goes on in the playoffs, those teams that are riding high. And I think for Carolina, that's their singular focus, as we talked about in the earlier question, is getting that win in Atlanta, going into the playoffs on the right way. Got our last question from Charles Pierce, who says, Panthers have a receiving core of guys like Burson, Clay, and Frazier, who have limited playing time. What will be their role in this game in order to prepare them for the playoffs? Well, obviously, the Damier Bird injury was a tough one for this Panthers team to take. He'd been making a pretty big impact the past 2 weeks with 2 touchdowns against Green Bay, the kick return against Tampa Bay. So losing him, of course, forces more guys to step into some larger roles. And that's going to mean the guys you mentioned, Burson, Clay, even Russell Shepard, who was out against Tampa Bay, is a guy who'll be back in the mix this week. And these guys don't have to try to be Damier Bird. They don't have to try to be Curtis Samuel. These guys the Panthers have lost throughout the course of the year. They've just got to do their jobs and be reliable. I mean, you saw that game-winning drive against Tampa Bay is a great example of those guys stepping up. I mean, look at Brenton Burson and Clay making big catches on that drive that ultimately ended up being the game winner. They got to just continue to be trusted and do their jobs. And look, aside from all them, Carolina's going to need their big names to be stepping up when you talk about this passing game. It's the guys like Greg Olsen, Christian McCaffrey, and Devin Funchess. They're going to have to play big. And these supporting cast members, while they're stepping into maybe larger roles than we're expected, they'll just have to make sure they're there when their number's called. That's the question this week, everybody. Do it again next time, right here on Panthers.com.